Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cindy Bentley. Welcome to another show of high-level frequency and information from our divine higher self and our divine beings that are working with us today and that's working with each of you. I appreciate you listening. We've had a great week. Been a lot going on. I've got Bob and Nancy Sykes staying here with me in Santa Fe. So Bob's in another room, and he is our co-host today, as usual. And I'm going to say hello, Bob. How are you?
Good, Cindy.
How's it going today? How do you feel the energies here in Santa Fe? A little different from Atlanta?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's unbelievable here. And the sunshine and the desert. I do miss this kind of environment from when we lived in Phoenix.
Yes, and the
sky. The beautiful sunset.
Right. Right. And high frequency. And you guys have done well in my sanctuary here. Some people come and they get really confused because it's such a high frequency, and many people that come get sick. But this is the second time Bob's been out here with Nancy, and also I stay with them at least a couple of weeks a year in Atlanta. So they're acclimated to the energy fields. I have it set in their house and here. And that's one of the reasons why we on the Ascension Pathway have such severe symptoms at times, is because we're changing our frequency and our vibration and integrating, and our physical being is acclimating to a higher vibration, and it's physical. It's a physical happening. And with that, I was headed to England to speak next week, and there's no way. And what happened was, and this is what we're talking about today, is how to make intuitive decisions. And in the beginning, about 3 weeks ago, I felt like I would probably be going to England on the 13th. But as the beginning and the end of last week, I knew there was no way that I would make it to England. And what I went inside and did something called feeling into my soul, feeling into how it felt. And some of the descriptions I use when I sit and connect into my soul and I'm asking it questions, because I want my heart and soul to be my decision maker, not my mental mind. I could have gone anyway, but it would have been harsh. As I went into my heart and soul, and I began to feel into how does it feel for me to travel to England the 13th of November. The more I felt into it, it felt rough. It felt aggressive, a struggle, harsh, and then I got a little confusion. And then when I came back out to where I am now, I was still feeling it, oh my gosh, there's no way I could go next week. What I was looking for as I stepped into that space in my heart and soul, I was looking for the feeling that was smooth, the feeling that all was in divine order, that all felt good. Now, right now, I talked with the people in London, and I said, no way, the 13th. And sure enough, the lady that was supporting me there and sponsoring me has the flu and many other things. So we talked this morning. I worked on her and her children and said, you know, it may be that I come on the 27th. And it feels really good right now and smooth, the 27th. But the way the world is now, guys, and what's happening to us moment to moment, day to day, I am not fully accepting November the 27th right now. I'm in this moment, that's what it looks like. That looks like the day I'll travel. I'm feeling really optimistic about it. But I am always open to the highest and best in everything, in my timing, in my response to what people want from me, and the way I serve. I want it to be in the highest divine order. So therefore, I want to step in. You know, I doubt all the time. I feel it, and then, you know, I'll say, even when I make appointments, I douse now to see which the best day for me to work with that person. So I'm just telling you a little bit about how I feel into decision making. But I want to give you some homework, as I always do. I have two books here in my library. One was a gift from Laura Ann Lumbee, and she was a guest on the show a few weeks ago. Well, a few months ago now. And she gifted me with one of her many books that she's written. And that book was called Only Love, The Secret Teachings of Mary Magdalene. And she says, I'm going to quote some from her book. She's got a whole, almost a chapter on a book, in the book called The Soul Knows, Finding Our Way in this life with the soul. She says, we turn within and look toward ourselves. We look to our soul, the divine within us that knows all. The divine within us, our soul, that is seeking to be known in the world. That part of us that is guided by freedom and love. The soul is the divine within showing us our path and assisting us to make decisions to help us see and know what is our highest and best for the path of the soul in this lifetime. The soul has chosen to be here now in each of your physical beings. Each of you has this soul that's chosen to be in your physical body. So it's very important that we honor the soul that's wanting to show up in physicality. She says she feels that the soul is our truth barometer. It's our inner compass. It is the voice that speaks to us. It's about expansiveness, harmony, peace, joy, love, and for me, freedom, because I listen to my soul. I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico, living in paradise, because I let go of expectations, let go of the mental chatter, and listen and felt in to what my soul needed, and my soul needed this. The soul is the divine living in us and trying to be itself through us, guiding us toward its own purpose if we just listen. We each have a divine soul pathway that is for joyously manifesting our life on this planet in every moment of every day. And it's trying with subtle and sometimes obvious cues to show us our true pathway. Everything that happens in our daily life is here to serve the purpose of the soul. Every encounter, the soul tells us where we are on our path by how we feel. And then we must make the choice on how to respond to the soul's feelings. The soul tells us which opportunities to pursue, our job, our life purpose, where we live, how well it feels, because I know my soul loves where I am now, just loves it. So we're called to live, and how we are called to spend our time is what feels good to our soul. And what we have to learn to do, each, especially because we're becoming the divine being, that's the truth of our soul, is that it's time for us to simply listen to the soul, which is the inner compass, the truth barometer. The challenge is that nobody ever taught us to honor and listen to that deep inside voice. But that is what we're called to do, especially now in these times, that we have to listen inside, that we practice listening and feeling in to the divine soul that is the truth of who we are. That's the truth, true voice of who we are. And with that voice, there comes no critic. There's nothing in that voice that says we should, we could, we have to, we must. Nothing in that voice of the soul makes us feel less than. The soul is here to support us and to show us how to manifest the highest frequency life and how to stay anchored on our soul journey. There was, in my book, there's a whole chapter that I wrote about listening to the soul, and there's a song, and it's called Get Ready My Soul inside the book. And those of you who have my book or have it on Kindle, you can read it and kind of remind yourself that the soul is an entity, and the soul is the truth of who you are. And I wrote the person that wrote the song gave me permission to put it in the book. And his name is Daniel, and I'm trying to find him now. His Daniel Namode. He's a poet, composer, and he still travels the world singing the message of peace, love, and companion and compassion. And the song, and I've read this before, and I'm not going to read all of it, just a little bit. He talks to his soul in a song. And I find myself doing that quite often, especially since I've spent a gigantic amount of time alone, just me and my soul. And living alone, doing my daily walks alone, just me and God and Gaia and my soul. And it's a wonderful journey. And each of you need to find out, or if you haven't already, have some type of ritual that you feel supremely connected in to the divine piece of you, that soul. And he says, get ready, my soul. I'm diving in to the deepest kind of love, to the sweetest kind of life. Get ready, my soul. Everything I've ever done, everything I've ever seen, everything I've lost or won, everything I've ever dreamed has brought me here to the present moment, here to a new beginning where now I can see life so clearly. Get ready, my soul. I'm diving in to the deepest kind of love. Because here I go, deeper, deeper than I've ever been before. Closer, closer to my sacred source. Deeper, deeper than I've ever been before. Get ready, my soul, to the deepest kind of love, to the sweetest kind of life. Get ready, my soul. So that is him honoring and singing to his soul. And that's something I aspire to do every day. And that choice to sit in meditation, and when I made this choice of and decisions in my life to sit in meditation and go in to that feeling into my soul by honoring it. We're not taught to do that. There's so much chatter. There's so much outside information. And there's so much to keep us busy. Guarantee everyone that's listening, if you will spend time with your soul and listen, you're going to hear the intuitive knowing that you need to have to navigate your life in a higher divine frequency of love. There's another book I want to tell you about. It's called Waking Up to the Fifth Dimension, A Practical Guide to Multidimensional Transformation. And I've talked about this book before, too. It's one of my favorites. It's pretty new. It's by Marie Saint-Germain. And her book, there's a chapter on how we process information. And she says, in the fifth dimension, which is what I'm all about for everybody, your heart is the lead, and then the mind follows. It's a new dance. But as you adopt this practice of allowing your heart to lead the way, you change your vibration. And as you change your vibration, you attract more people that are in alignment with you, more people who are like you, a more trusting in one another. And she says there's a big difference between trust and knowing. Trust implies the possibility that we would fail. And knowing is the certain belief that success is already there. And she's got a little, it's really interesting how to transform this. And I want to talk about it. There's a lot I want to talk about. It's like when you go to sleep at night, you don't think, well, I trust that the sun's going to rise in the morning. No. You know without a fact. You have a knowing inside of you that the sun's going to rise. You know it's going to happen every morning. So it's not a matter of choice to trust it. It's a belief. It's a belief without a doubt. It's a total knowing without a doubt. So there's a big difference about trust and know, which I just learned about this when I was reading the book a few weeks ago. There's a big difference between just trusting. We all want to trust. But the next higher level of frequency is connecting into your heart and soul and knowing. So I want you guys to kind of, anybody, I'm going to start taking questions in a little bit, but to let you, there is a knowing that comes. It's not just about trusting. Learn that trust is a choice to believe in yourself as much as God believes in you without any doubt. Respect yourself without any coercion. Respect. Recent research has shown that the people with good control over their thought processes, their emotions, and behaviors flourish in their jobs. They're healthier, wealthier, and more popular because they are observing and living without fear. And they know that there's a knowing, a deep knowing that all is well in their life. Trusting yourself, it requires more effort. Knowing does not require an effort. Let me say this again. When you have to trust something, it's an effort. And what we want to do is flow. So when we know something is certain, we have this belief and this knowing that we're going to succeed, We know that it's going to happen. It's a very smooth feeling. It's a very supportive feeling. There is no fear there. But many people first trust, and they take the trust factor so deeply into their soul, in their heart, trusting the soul and what that brings up to them. After the trusting into the soul, they start to know. And that's where I am now. Thank you, God. I have been for a while, and not on everything. Now, this is not something I'm learning it more and more every day, and I keep getting tests of knowing, especially in my personal life. Oh, my gosh. My work, I have a great connection with my divine beings, and I know things, and I'm able to help people. My personal life, I'm making decisions on a level of, I was on a level of trust. I'm now working more so in a knowing. And that's what I expressed a few weeks ago with someone I'm dating now. It's a knowing. It's not anything about anything that I look at mentally, but it's a thing I feel in my heart and soul. It's a knowing. And some of us that are dowsers, we can douse the heck out of stuff sometimes, trying to find answers. And with the knowing that I have about certain things, especially even though I'm dowsing and working with people, many times I already know the answers. I can feel the answer. And I tell them the answer, and then I say, well, but let me just double check by dowsing. So one of the things in Maureen's book, Waking Up to 5D, she says, decide you already know that God believes in you and already know that you believe in God, because this is the free will zone. Every day we have a clean slate, and every day we get to choose how to explore and manifest and connect in to our knowing that what our guidance tells us is divinely blessed knowing, because that is our divine connection and our God self leading our pathway, showing us the way. So I think that's enough information, and I'm going to start taking some phone calls. And those of you who want to talk, just I'm going to have Bob connect with someone now. Bob, do you have somebody called in yet?
I do, and it's Jan.
Okay.
505-835.
Hey, Jan.
Well, hello. I didn't know I would be first.
Well, good for you. That's the first, isn't it?
I wasn't out and running late to get here to get on the program, so I was able to call 2 minutes ahead. So that was
Yay.
A first in a long time. But I'm enjoying your information, and I know I've had those times of knowingness spontaneously, once in a blue moon here and there, and in different situations. I just wished I could live in that 24/7, you know.
And why can't you?
Well, I haven't made an effort to, but, you know, when you were sharing the information about, you know, practicing going in within to the heart of your being or the soul of your being, and I don't do that daily. I mean, I do my prayer work and everything, but I don't meditate like I used to years ago. And so I've really got serious about that practice.
Let me tell you something, Jan. I'm going to interrupt for just a minute.
Sure.
I know it's, for some people, it's really hard because they have a large family. There's people everywhere. They go to a job. They're in traffic. You know, I live in a sanctuary, and I have a divine connection. And let me tell you, Jan, so do you.
Oh, I know I do. Yes,
so
I know I do.
Okay,
I mean, connected every morning when I'm doing my prayer work. I really feel
sure. The
energy of that.
But it's not just when you're doing the prayer, because that's what I'm trying to help you with. You don't have to say that I do this, but when I have big decisions, like trying to figure out, well, do I need to go ahead and fly to England? What I was trying to explain was it was starting to feel immediately this past few days. I mean, I've got so many different aspects of what's happening. There's no way between my work and some personal things, there's no way I could get to England. So I fell into it. It was, you know, and we all have to feel. But I feel like it's not work. I have a lot of guidance all day long, mainly because I'm bad about staying out of my head, which I used to get in a lot of trouble with growing up because people thought I wasn't present or not grounded or whatever. But I found it much easier to live life in knowing and trusting rather than trying to figure it out by myself. And I know you have issues right now, but you've got to, like I said with you last week, getting a job, a part-time job, just to get yourself
mm-hmm.
out there in the public eye. You can start
yes.
meeting people, and
yes.
they could be your clients.
Right.
Anything, pouring coffee, doing anything that would help you meet
I
other
agree
people.
With that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm happy. That's like a knowing that when you're out there holding the light, people are going to come to you. That you're a healer, Jan. They will be there for you. But go ahead. Keep talking. I didn't mean to interrupt that much, but, you know.
No, that's
uh-huh.
fine. And I agree with everything that you say.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm in a better place this week than I was last week.
Yeah? Yeah, good. Keep going.
Yeah. So I'm just enjoying this and love our connection and
yeah.
happy that you've got Bob and Nancy there and give them my love.
I will. So
okay.
let me check on some things. I did check on you before
oh, sure.
you were talking.
Go ahead.
And you're really clear. And let's look at how many obstacles does Jan have in, you know, how many obstacles does Jan have now blocking her from moving forward on her soul path? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. How many of these are mental obstacles? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So you've got,
mm-hmm.
so you've got seven mental patterns, programs, obstacles. You're blocking yourself mentally. Does that make sense?
I accept that. I need to sit with it. Yeah.
I'm clearing it right now. Hey, I can do the same thing. Y'all know what my thing is, and we all have something we're working on. I've got that thing I've been working on for all my many years, and I have to get up. I have to tell myself, being the Virgo girl and the Gemini moon, get out of the head. Quit it. I'm blocking. I mean,
yes.
not every day, but every week I have to do it. Not every day. I can stay out of the head most of the time, but dependent on what's going on around me, most of the time I'm out of it, but the one little thing I test on this earth – I still have to get out of the head. I'm still working on you, Jan. Hang on.
Well, obviously I am too. I know that. That
yeah.
is one of the issues, mm-hmm. yes.
So what I'm going to do at the end of the show, I'm going to do a meditation that lasts 15 minutes. And it's basically going to be about removing the blocks and issues for each of us to have a clear connection in to decision-making or not decision-making with the intuitive piece of us that's our heart and soul together. So
wonderful.
I want to open up the soul path. So we're going to work on that in a divine meditation at the end with the divine beings to clear us out. And I'm going to be in there with y'all. I'm going to be asking for help, too, for my little thing that I keep getting in my head about. We all have something. If we didn't have something
of course.
We were working on, we wouldn't be here
oh, yeah.
anymore. We'd be done. Y'all, does everybody realize that? That if we had all of our power and all of our energies and we'd done everything we came here to do, we'd be gone. We'd be on the other side. But we're showing
right.
up in a physical form. We're showing up in physical form because there's still things we need to learn, things we have to master about, and our soul still has things they're trying to teach us. So honoring that voice, honoring that intuition, trusting it, and the more you honor the intuitive voice, oh, my God, the better life gets. And so
yes.
making that decision about next week, leave or not leave, I immediately said not go after I stepped. I was like, do I have, you know, everything started showing me that I was absolutely correct in making the decision not to leave. And something big will happen when I do go at the right time. And I've got some gigantic, big things happening in England and in Europe and, I'm going to be speaking over there. I've got so many clients now there that are want to meet me, and I'm going to do like a gathering like I do at Nancy and Bob's and have it's getting kind of bigger now, though, than it, just a little gathering. But, and, you know, it's no accident. My daughter lives in England now. I'll go over to work and then go see my grandson. So it's all synchronistic once we decide to intuitively trust and keep trusting and keep blossoming out our higher frequency of trust. Because, you know, one of the things I work with is in myself is that seeing that God takes care of the animals. There's God energy in so many things. So much is evolving. So much is changing. Me in human form, I'm part of Gaia. And so I'm shifting, changing, learning. All I have to do is live in the moment and allow that intuitive voice, that knowing that all God's, the God in me is taking care of all of me, everything. So thank you for letting
yes,
me talk, Jan.
Do a wonderful job boosting all of us. Back where we
yes.
need to be. So thank you.
Thank you, darling. Y'all do it. We're all doing this together. It's not just you. We're all doing it together. Thank you.
I know.
Jan.
I
yes.
appreciate it greatly, honey.
You're welcome, Jan. Bye bye. Bob, who's going to be next? Who do I need to speak with next?
Let's
Bob, can you hear me?
Seven.
Can you hear
yes.
me, Bob? Okay.
Yeah, can
next?
You hear me? Okay.
Yes.
We have 770882. I'm not sure who it is.
But I've got somebody on here that's been waiting for 34 minutes.
770882.
Hello. Hello. Who am I speaking with? Who am I speaking with?
Shanika.
Shanita, hey, are
Hi.
You one of my old clients? I worked with a Shanita in Atlanta.
With Shanika. Oh, yeah,
Shanita.
I called in like a few weeks before, a few weeks ago, I'm sorry.
Oh, good. Thank you. Is there anything I can help you with today, Shanika?
I just had a question. I am recently learning more about the dimensions. And a few weeks ago, you said I was in the sixth dimension. Can you just give me a little more detail of what is that?
Okay, it's very intense, and I have a whole book written on the fifth dimension. But it's about you're able to manifest your life at a higher, you're knowing, you're moving forward. Your soul is evolving, you're ascending. You've now, did I clear you before years ago?
No.
So I've never worked with you? Have you done some work, energy work with anyone?
No, I haven't.
Well, you've right now, as far as DNA, you've got 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 10,000. You're actually ascending very well. You've got a lot of DNA activated.
Okay.
For me to tell you all about this would take me about 4 days.
Okay.
It's something I've been studying forever. But I said earlier, there's a book. I have a book on Amazon or on Kindle. It's called Shifting to Celestial Being is the name of it. Cindy Bentley, Celestial Being, How to Shift to Fifth Dimensional Living. There's another book I just talked about on air. It's called Waking Up to 5D. And because we're becoming multidimensional beings, we're going beyond the fifth dimension in our soul body. And you're working out of the sixth. Now, we can go back and forth between the sixth and the fifth and the fourth until we're out of the planet into a higher, new Earth. But right now, there's still some three-dimensional stuff. But tell me something, Shanika. Do you have any fear in your life?
This fear of relationships.
That's mine, kind of mine. Yeah. Everything else is really good. It's just.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm still got the same guy I met online, y'all. We're still working through it. We double dated with Bob and Nancy Saturday. It was pretty fun.
I'm dating a woman. I think you said she was in the fourth dimension. And it's going pretty well because I've been knowing her about a year now.
Good. She's gone up some.
Okay.
Being around you more, she's in the fourth, almost to the fifth, not quite. About 4.75. She's evolving because she's coming near you, hon. So that's good.
Okay.
And you know, love always helps us. Love always helps us to evolve. You know that?
Yes.
Because love keeps us in a higher frequency.
Yes.
And that's so important for all of us.
Yes.
And you're doing a great job. But just keep trusting and knowing who you are in your heart and soul, because I think you're doing a great job of navigating your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And let me tell you this, too. You're one of the oldest souls on the planet, and that's 15 million is the oldest I've ever found. So you've been around, you've done a lot of things to be able to be in this divine planet at this time in physical form, because you've been here many times before. So you kind of came in to help us out in whole life. So you're doing a great job.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks for listening to me. Be sure to listen next week, too, okay? All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Shanika. Okay, Bob, who do we have next?
We have Charisse next.
Hey,
Charisse.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Bob. Great. It's so great that Bob and Nancy can be there with you and absorb all that fabulous energy.
We're having pretty good fun over here. I wish
I could take the whole
world and we could all just have a party together, but this is what we do on Monday afternoons. We have a gathering of everybody, holding energy together, support.
Absolutely.
So that's good.
I just
how's it going
to
with you?
Great.
Sure.
Really
Tell
good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell us. Uh-huh.
I just wanted to make a comment that we are in such changeable times. We can't
yes.
really live in our head. We can't
no.
plan from our head because everything
no.
is so changeable that we really
yes.
have to go into that knowing, into that intuitive
yes.
sense, and let that really rule our lives.
You have to.
And I find that if there's obstacles in your way, it's not meant to be. Life is meant to
mm-hmm.
be easy. And when it gets difficult, it's because we aren't in the flow.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
I have one question.
Yes.
You always hear everybody and you talk about being in that frequency, being in
uh-huh.
that flow. How would you advise your listeners to get into a frequency that allows more to be attracted into their
you
life?
You know what? Let me tell you something. That is the name of my show next week. My show next week, I've already written down, is called Change Your Vibration.
Wow.
I've already started the, yeah. How about that? You're reading my mind.
I am.
You're reading my mind. So I'm going to do some teaching next week. It's called Change Your Vibration. And so you're like, I didn't pay you to advertise next week, but I'm going to tell you next week we're going to talk about steps in helping you hold a higher frequency and how to change your vibration and keep shifting up. And for me, it's not something, I talk about it a lot. I started off in the morning when I open my eyes. If I start off with, years ago when I first got out here, if I started off with the ex-husband, thinking of him and what happened, and then, oh my God, I know I'm not where I need to be. So I let that go, and I have words that I use for things like, because it's not the anger or pain, it's not going to hurt him. I'm way out here. It's hurting me, and nothing's going to change the past except for the way I think about the past. So I just change it, and I say he did the best he could. So that's one of the things I use. And so somebody was saying something to me one day, very negative, last week. And I said, I'm not going to listen to you any longer. I don't choose to listen to your negativity. I choose to live my life differently. So that almost has to be your motto. And all the negativity and all the 3D fear, I choose to live my life differently. And I do. I have chosen a different path, and that path is the path of my soul. Charisse, you do the same thing. You have a different path from you or on the path of your soul. That is your
right.
soul choice. In that soul, there is no fear. There is no lack. But sometimes, now and then, you get that little negative talk in there, the chatter, because you're still in human form, and you have to take that away. You have to subtract that from who you are. But we're going to do a whole show on it next week. But does that help
Fabulous.
A little bit? Yes.
Well, I always
it's
think
about
that.
Observing your thoughts, observing the thoughts, and just saying, I choose this, I choose this, I choose to live this way, I choose not to have fear, I choose not to listen to negativity, I choose not to have an emotional response to when people get in my stuff. That's the big one. You know, right? Go
mm-hmm.
ahead, Therese.
Well, I know everybody thinks about how to increase vibrations, and it just hit
uh-huh.
me that we
mm-hmm.
need to talk about that. How do we do that?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So next week we're going to do a lot of talk about changing our vibration. But it takes
right.
practice, as you well know. I mean, we get there, we find it, and then it's a moment-to-moment daily practice of staying there, until it's a habit, until it's a pattern that we've developed because we're in human form, and that's what humans do. They're learning. They're in process. We're all in process.
Yeah,
so
we are.
Thank you, Cherise. Thank you for helping me advertise next week.
Okay.
All right. I hope all is well with you. You look real good. I just checked you, and things are good.
Right.
Yeah.
Enjoy your evening Bob and Nancy.
I am. Tomorrow's our last full day, and I have other things. I've been having to work too, even though I have company guys. But they're a great help. Bob's helping. They're just great people. Great support for me, and
they are.
I love
they
having
really
them out
are.
Here. Bob's been fixing things. He's been helping me with the computer. Just lots of help things. It's just wonderful. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye, Cindy.
Bye-bye. Until next week. Thank you. Who do we have next, Bob? Is it Karen?
We have Karen.
Hi.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Cindy?
I'm good. I'm really good.
Hello to Bob and Nancy. So it's so good that y'all are out there. And you're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
I go up
We've
and
had
down.
A lot of fun.
I bet you're having a blast together.
We've had a lot.
I saw some pictures of
hard.
You on Facebook.
Oh, good. We've been working hard, and then we played really hard yesterday. I don't even want to brag about it, but we really did.
Oh, how fun.
We danced.
Oh, I bet that was a blast.
We went to the Sunday afternoon jam that happens every week at Tiny's, the oldest restaurant and bar in one of the oldest in Santa Fe, and they had a jam for 3 hours. For some reason, we got there late, but the whole big front table was empty, and we got it. And it was fabulous. Me and Nancy danced a lot. Bob danced some with his bad knee, but it's a higher vibe. We were holding the high vibration.
I love
it. So it was good.
I love it.
And how are you doing today? Karen?
Today I'm really sleepy because I forgot to change my clock, and woke up an hour early, but I would have woken up an hour early anyway. My body doesn't care what the clock says. So it takes me a while when the time change happens to readjust. Even the dogs are wide awake. It's time to get up. So, but above and beyond that, I'm still going up and down a lot with my energy, and
You're not clear on the way right now.
What's going on with me? Can you tell?
You're 70%, so I'm just going to clear out the dark spirits, negative energies.
Oh my
gosh! Well, it just everybody. I do this to myself every day. I clear myself every day because I'm a worker bee. I work in the night while I'm sleeping. There are nights I have to say,
guys.
There are nights I have to
been
say,
having
clear me tonight. You know.
Yeah, I've been having crazy dreams. So am I picking up stuff from the outside?
Yes.
Okay.
You're working.
Because I thought
you're
I was
working all the time.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm so tired. Because I connect. I connect and I reconnect during the day. So I need to clear more. Wow, 70%. I haven't been that low in a long time. No wonder I'm tired.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My gosh.
But you have to recognize too. We're traveling, honey. We're going up. We're traveling in a spiral. And, Friday week I woke up so depleted I had to call 3 energy workers to help Cindy Bentley get out of the bed. So it's not we're all doing this. It's not, you're not
like
the long range of Karen.
Good. So I'm not doing anything wrong.
No, and then I have some people that do matrix energetics. I have some people in Atlanta that clear. I'm calling LA, I'm calling Dallas, Texas, and I call Atlanta, and I say, Or I text them and I say, check me, check me. Hey, everybody else does that to me, so I have my people, I do that to them, check me. But it's sometimes it takes us a little bit to acclimate to a new frequency and a new vibration. And our bodies are we're in human form, in physical change.
Yeah.
I had somebody, and we're changing to light. I'm 100% light body, according to a couple of people. I also have,
oh my God,
what I've heard, two confirmations, is that I'm in, which makes it a very interdimensional. I mean, I'm seeing things. I'm having to work to stay focused.
Yes.
And then I've been told that my DNA is actually Anunnaki DNA. So, which
yes.
is all makes sense. All makes sense because I work, what the aspect of me works as an aspect of the type of work that Isis does, my sister, mother, divine, and she was Anunnaki. So there's a lot going on beyond the physical realm that we see, hear, and feel, because there's so much that we cannot see, hear, and feel. But what's happening is that we're learning to do that as an interdimensional being. And because we're going
right.
into light body, I mean, there's just not enough, I'm not going to affirm this, but there are days there's just not enough minutes in the day to get all I need done. But what I'm
right.
doing, instead of saying that, because I'm setting myself up when I say that.
Right.
And knowing that how powerful we are, I mean, I woke
yes,
up at 6
definitely.
This morning, which is what time I always wake up, is 7. So I was up at 6 and did a pile of work before Bob and Nancy got up. And now I'm really in a good shape for the next, for the rest of the time they're here. I just got to type up a little bit. But it worked out great. And it so, and I'm not stressing anymore. But I have to say, sometimes that mind messes me up because of the overwhelming amount of work that I think I have to do. And
right.
I just now have gotten to the point where I say, I've got this to do, guys. Make the time. Show me
yeah.
how this is. Make the time. I have plenty of time. That's the big thing is I have plenty of time. I don't have to make myself go to England next week because I have plenty of time to go any other when a better time is fine. I have plenty of time.
Sure.
There's no
sure.
there's no pressure, no fear in time because there is no time. Sometimes
right.
I get so sometimes by 1 o'clock I'm like, it's only 1 o'clock and I've done all this already. What am I going to do now? You know, and
that is
because
good.
I'm not. I don't wear a watch. I don't have a clock in my bedroom. You know, I just have open windows so I can see the sky. Lots of 8-foot sliding door windows. And
oh, that's awesome.
So when the sun comes up and I look at the pink clouds, I'm getting up with the sun, which is fabulous.
Right.
So it's not a mental thing. The mental body wants to put fear in there to control us. And
sure, yeah.
the mental body's thinking that it's helping us, but it doesn't understand the new frequencies and the new energies that our physical form is living out of at the present time. And the mind the mind does not have a clue of multidimensionality. So
no.
that's a problem. And I'm not going to say problem. It's not a problem, delete. It is a process and an integration that each of us are going through physically about this time thing because we're becoming so multidimensional and our mind is freaking out with us at times. And that's
yeah.
what is so tiring. That's what gets us so exhausted. And I have a couple of friends. I've told them, you know, I can't be around you right now because it's exhausting. You're so in every moment and telling me, oh, we got to hurry up and do this. Have you remembered to do that? Blah, 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 blah. You know, this wasn't right. Did you know this wasn't right? Why did you say that? There's so mental that is freaking exhausting. And for each of us individually, what I was talking about, one of the reasons why we get so tired is because we're listening to the head rather than flowing in the time, energy, frequency that we're in. We're allowing that those thoughts to show up that are causing interference, and it's a struggle because you're saying, no mind, I'm flowing. No head, I'm knowing. My own soul is knowing. So it's not like you're trying to not listen to your mind. You're just saying, you're just going to have to learn how to negate a lot of the mental chatter because that's exhausting. That's why we get so tired. We're not flowing like we should. It's ease and grace when we're flowing.
I like the flowing and the knowing. I like those two words, flowing and knowing. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, but if I'm clearing for other people, that's tiring me. That's tiring me too. Is there any way I can? Could I have some office hours, please?
Yeah. I had to do that the other day. I said, guys, I'm going to sleep, and I don't want you guys to interfere in my rest tonight. I'll be really honest. Some nights I'll get up about 2, and I'll say to my people, okay, I've given you a good 2 or 3 hours of work, and now it's time for Cindy Bentley to really sleep.
Exactly.
So it's all good. You know, we're trying to make it harder than it is.
Well, of course.
It's really not that hard.
Yeah.
And I know my situation, Jan and I have, we all have something that we hadn't mastered yet, and mine's freaking partnership relationship. I'm still working on that one, y'all. I'm doing this one's working okay, but who knows? You know. So I'm having a good time, a really fun, y'all, just to let you know. But I'm not going down any other road or any other pathway, but I'm just having fun. When it's not fun anymore. And I've had to tell him, I stood up to him and said, don't talk this negativity to me because I choose not to hear it and I choose to live my life in a different frequency from, and that's not how I choose my life, is negatively listening to what you're saying. And I just about hung up on the man, but he got my drift. And he's more positive now. He's a perfectionist.
You're helping
God.
Him.
Right.
By protecting yourself, you're helping him.
Yeah. And that's what each of us have to do. We have to stand in our truth. Stand in your knowing. How is anyone going to perceive themselves as negative unless you say to them, I can't listen to your negative stories any longer. When you want to talk some uplifting stuff, call me back. I have to do that to my people sometimes that I work with. I say, guys, help Cindy Bentley to trust, not just trust, but help me to know you guys got my back. Or that day I couldn't get out of bed. Day after the full moon. And I must have done a ton of work. I have been working in Croatia and Sweden.
Wow.
Because there's a gigantic guru. I won't talk too much about it, that I'm constantly, even today, having to uncord people. He's feeding like a gigantic energy eater vampire. Children included. I had to clear 3 children today, little children. And so I have to let go of the emotional entanglement that can happen when I'm doing my work. I can't stay entangled in that negativity.
No.
But I think I did I didn't have any rest. I had so much work and such that, and it was the full moon. So I had a lot of, I think I just overdid it a little bit and didn't stop and go dance or do anything. I was working a lot. So it's a fine line in right now, because it's a new earth that we're producing, and some of the divine beings that are working with, they're not sure how we're supposed to be processing everything, manifesting everything, but your soul's going to know it. So it's better to check in with you and then ask for divine guidance for whatever it is your soul is telling you or knowing in you.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? You know better for yourself than some of the divine beings, though, because they haven't been in human form.
Well, that makes sense, because I've been checking in basically with the company of heaven, you know, and asking for their guidance. But I like what you're saying tonight. I need to check in basically with my soul, my higher self, to see what it says, because it's one that's going to know Karen's body can do and not do.
Exactly. And
I've been feeling drained.
Right. That's what happened to me 2 weeks ago. I mean, a week ago Friday. But, and you know, Thanksgiving, we're having a full moon, everybody.
Oh, geez.
And it's the earliest Thanksgiving can legally be. It's the 22nd.
Oh, wow.
And we're also having a full moon. It's going to be pretty big there.
I'm just going to stay home alone.
I know.
I'm just going to stay home alone with the
puppy. Oh, I got to get moving. I've got to be running out of time. Bye, Karen.
Thank you. Love
you. Bye-bye. Love
you,
too. Bye-bye. Bye. So we have Vera Bob. Is that correct?
Yeah, Vera.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Vera. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I am so glad to hear your voice. It's always, and your honesty, it's such an encouragement. And when you said that about love, go ahead.
Yeah, it's, I'm not an ego. And this is what really shocks people sometimes about me, is that I'm not, when they talk to me and they work with me, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just telling you what I'd do if I were you and how I'm trying to do it. So we're all in this together. And I'm not. I'm just doing the same thing you are, Vera. You know that. I just have gifts that I'm able to use, and I have a divine sanctuary place that I'm working out of. So I'm just letting it. And you know, we all are so much bigger than we know we are.
It's
encouraging
to us to hear you. Have struggles or situations come up, and then how you overcome them, it's like you're a way shower for us.
And you, if I show you the way, then you can show everybody else. And how sister's doing? How is sister?
Actually, we had a good long voicemail from her today. I texted her. Yeah, four hours I was at the horse show yesterday. It's the first time I was able to watch the show, and I there were only two or three times that I think I could have said something more positively to someone, but it was the very first time since I left the business that I was able to be there for that length of time at a horse show, and I can see it being even better next time. And then I texted her and praised her on it, and her manager, and then I got a response from her that was lengthy today. I'm working on truly sending love. It's working. Thank you. Yes, she is.
Just to let everybody know, that's something that Vera and I have been working on, is shifting her sister. And we couldn't work on it much until this year.
Right.
It was the time.
Years.
We had to wait.
Taking
years. Yeah. We couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have done any good before. Now we can do it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, and I will keep you posted. I actually have started writing about
good.
Envisioning a loving relationship, an open, caring, sharing sisterhood.
Wow.
And yeah, it's taken a long time to trust and to feel that I almost get tears thinking about it. It's going to be it's going to come to me too from her. Also, it's going to go both ways.
Yeah.
I was wondering, do I have any blocks to my purpose for this lifetime?
Does Vera have any blocks in her soul purpose? No. And you know, we just went over that. So you're good.
Okay.
You're good, honey.
Yeah.
You're clear.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Well,
you know what you're doing. We talked about what you're doing over there, so you know. And it's good.
Yes.
It's really good.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
You're
well,
welcome,
thank you for
honey.
Your program.
You're welcome. And we're all the since, if you guys know, if I figure this out, I'm going to teach you how to make it happen, what I'm working on right now. It's not anything mental. I would have never picked this out, but my intuition is that I think I've known this person before, and maybe I have, maybe I haven't, but there's things I'm learning all the time. So it's good.
Out on a Limb, the movie by Shirley MacLaine, is directly from her book, Out on a Limb. And it reminds me, when you just said that, because that a relationship – it was different, but it explains so much.
Yes.
And it might be it's a fun thing to watch. It made me clap I don't know how many times. It's on
I love
Netflix,
it.
I think.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Super. It's quite interesting. And you know what's interesting, guys, is for all of us that are light workers and way showers, when we're in a relationship, be it male or female, girlfriend, lover, romantic, whatever, as long as we're holding our energy where we are, you do know that we're absolutely changing the other person that's in relationship with us. Our goal is not to allow them to bring any of their negativity and their density to us. What we're doing is firmly holding our power, and we're showing our light and vibration so that they can match it. Does that make sense? That other person is not going to know the frequency, the light, unless you hold it firmly and strongly. You do that as a light worker. You do that in relations to your family, your friends. And part of that is standing up for your beliefs. It's saying, I choose not to live my life that way. I choose not to think that way. I choose not to discuss that. That is not something I talk about. You know, just show them that you have a choice in life to hold the high frequency. You don't have to go down in the gutters. You don't have to have the fear. And you know how we hear all the time, aren't you so afraid of that? Oh, my God, aren't you afraid? You don't go to fear. You show them, no, I'm really not afraid. I know I'm in divine support and divinely protected. You just have to keep showing that to people because we're not all there yet. So we're still working. Right, Vera?
Absolutely. And
sister.
Those thoughts, those little sneaky thoughts that come in, I've been rooting them out really quickly. And another thing is feeling the body. Getting in touch with your feelings, because if all of a sudden you don't feel comfortable, well, what is it related to, and how do I need to change the way I'm looking at it?
Right. Change your life. That's the biggie. Thank you for your support, Vera. And we'll talk next week. You're welcome.
Amen.
I think we got Madeline next.
Tony.
Hey, darling. Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. I was over at the kitchen. I'm doing good. This is such a great show, and I'm going to have to listen to it later because I was on early, and then I had an important phone call come in, so I had to get off for a while. But I've really been enjoying what I've heard. And I actually have a couple of quick questions that don't necessarily
sure.
pertain to this time, but to a former
sure.
show. And that was, how open and ready am I for a relationship, number one? And number two is, would Wayne Lazarus or Drew Vaughn?
Okay, let me do one. You know how one thing at a time, Madeline.
Okay.
How many blocks and issues does Madeline have in a divine life partner relationship, romantic relationship? How many blocks and issues does she have? Woohoo! Zero. Okay, tell me
Seriously?
The first thing. Yeah, zero blocks.
Okay, Wayne Lazarus.
How beneficial would it be for Madeline to be in a romantic relationship with Wayne Lazarus? 100%. Give me the next one.
Drew Vaughn.
How much more beneficial would it be if Madeline was in a romantic relationship with Drew Vaughn?
Yeah, V-A-U-G-N.
Okay, how much more beneficial is the Lazarus instead of Drew? The Lazarus man is 40% more beneficial than Drew.
Okay.
But the romantic relationship with Drew would be about 85%. But the Lazarus guy would be better for you than Drew. That's what you want to know.
Okay. That's kind of what I was thinking. And, yeah, that's what I wanted
yeah.
to know.
Okay. Well, aren't you something, girl?
Well.
You get to make choices.
Yeah.
You're
well,
choosing
okay.
which one. Which one's more fun?
Well, one of them's in Florida. One of them.
Which one is that?
They're both. That's Drew.
Uh huh.
Now he can really. I mean, he's pretty powerful energetically.
Right.
But he's a little rough around the edges.
Oh
Wayne
yeah.
Wayne is much more.
I like Wayne.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. He's older.
It's more in a light. Well, Madeline, it's more in alignment with who you are. Too. I'm dating an older man for the first time in my life.
Uh-huh.
Oldest man I've ever dated. So we'll see. I'm not, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm having a good time. I'm having a lot of fun. It's kind of
okay.
interesting.
Okay.
But I'm not trying
well,
to push it,
you.
For gosh sakes. Yeah. Don't push it. Just let it evolve.
Right.
I'm not trying to daydream. I'm living in the real world. And when I see him once a week, I see him once a week and have a good time.
Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to make it anything more. When we talk all day long, every day, text, talk, support.
Right.
We're good, and that's what you need. Older people like us, we need support, supportive relationships. Be it girlfriends or boyfriends, we need support. You know.
Well, there's one other one I'd like you to check.
Oh my gosh, Madeline!
Well,
okay,
I'm
what's
not
his name?
Kind of relationship with any of them. There's just people that I know. You know.
Okay.
Everett Irvine.
He is 80% beneficial for you. You already know that.
Okay, so it looks like Wayne's the number one of the three
uh-huh.
best potential. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty,
And,
then.
You know, all the others could shift a little bit, but I'm so happy to see you. Isn't this fun, though? I mean, I'm so happy to see you shifting out because everybody doesn't know your story, but Madeline's a widow, and Madeline's been through it. And for her to decide that it's time to have a relationship, it's big, Madeline. I'm so happy for you. It's really big.
Thank you, Gary. It's huge.
It's huge.
Huge.
People don't understand. It's very huge.
Kind of cautious about, you know.
I know you are. I know. Aren't we all? Yeah.
But
I'm
having
fun
like
a little. Yeah.
Go ahead. This is a great show. I wish I'm going to listen to it after it's over so I can hear the whole thing, because what parts that I've heard been super good.
Yeah,
okay,
I have
I'll
to
let you go and get to somebody else then.
Okay, I'm about time. I'm gonna have to start. Oh, I've got one more call, and then I'm gonna do the meditation. So just listen in.
Okie dokie.
Okay, Bob. Thank you, Madeline. Love you, darling. Thank you. And we got Anna. Anna?
Yes, it's me. I have a question. Yes,
sure.
I have a question regarding my work. I want to leave this work, and I'm ready to go. Now, I have two places that I applied for, and I like them both. They seem one is part-time, which is good, and one is full-time, which is also good. I'm wondering, like, if any one of these two will go through or if it's going to be something else. But I really need to leave this job.
Could you tell, give me some names. Give me some names.
Okay, the postgraduate.
I'll doubt.
Postgraduate center.
Postgraduate center. How beneficial is it for Anna to work there? I'm getting way 100% and more. Really good. Will she be offered that job and I get yes? What's the next place?
The women's residency program.
How beneficial would it be for Anna to work at the women's
part-time.
Residency program part-time? That's only, and I was getting that not good with that already. It's only about 55%. I'm getting, it doesn't feel good at all. And if you go and feel into it, you see if you can feel how it doesn't feel good the way I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Knowing now what I'm telling you, that it doesn't feel good, I want you to take what I'm telling you and go into the soul and try to feel in to, with the soul to this women's residency job. And feel into it and feel how rough it feels, Anna. Because this is the kind of stuff you need to learn for your intuitive knowing. Feel how rough it feels.
Well, it's pretty...
And then go to the other job that I've said was over 100% postgraduate.
Okay.
See how smooth that feels. And
it's
you can see the difference right away. Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel the difference right away.
But get
out of the head and just go into the feeling of it. So you'll start learning the knowing.
Okay.
Does that make
sense?
I'm
about ready to take any job offered at this point.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But it is now time to leave because they're not they're not stepping up. They're not making fulfilling promises or honoring you. So it is time to leave.
Exactly on point. They're not honoring me. It's getting to the point where they're not, they don't care. They're putting, it's just kind of like, they just put it all on me and I get to do everything and I don't want to do it. It's time for them to step up to the plate. I'm not going to clean up for them anymore. Yeah, I'm definitely ready. Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
It's very good. Yeah, when do you see this move happening? Like, when do you see me, like, actually starting a new job? Or at least...
Well, I get starting a new job in about 11 weeks.
Oh, good.
You know, people don't do a lot of shifting during the holidays. So I'm thinking it may be the first of the year. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's good because I'm going to go abroad. So that might work out well time-wise, you know. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Cindy.
Thank you for listening, Anna.
Appreciate it.
And stay in and listen to we're going to do a high frequency meditation for everybody. Okay, thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you so much for being here for us. Bye.
Thank you, darling, for listening. Bye-bye. All righty. Now, we've got 10 minutes. We're going to call in some divine beings, and I want everybody, and I'm so sorry. I'm going to talk for just a moment to my international people who are unable to call in, and I know they want to call in because I get emails, and I want to know and recognize them. We are actually represented on this show all over the world. I was showing Bob the world map and all the countries that are lit up in my shows because they are listening from Australia all the way around. It's pretty amazing. And I just want to say thank you, God, and thank you for supporting the show, guys, because it's helping a lot of people. So let's do a divine connection in to our heart and soul for each person listening. And we want everybody to know we're asking the divine beings to put the knowing in everyone's soul at this present moment. We want to clear out the chatter in the mind. We want to clear out any negative thought in the mind. We want to transmute any negative emotion that's trapped in any of our energy bodies. We ask that all negative emotions, the frequencies are scattered and removed from the energy body. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we're going to the spiritual body, and we're asking that each person be connected to their higher self, to their divine being, to the truth of their soul, to the knowing of their soul. And any spiritual blocks, issues, doubts, patterns, habits that are not supporting the knowing soul or the path of the soul, we ask that that be now removed, transmuted with the violet flame of Saint Germain. And I am feeling this energy big time right now for everybody listening, and for those when this show is archived, these energies will still flow because we're removing any blocks, issues, patterns, habits, behaviors, programs, anything that's blocking the knowing pathway of the soul. The soul knows its path. And we're now letting go of anything in the pathway. Anything obstructing the path of our soul is now gone. Our soul is clear. Our soul is integrating the high frequency knowing that we are the answer. That we have the answer, that we have the decision, that is synchronicity. It is a synchronistic pattern, habit, behavior only that we see, feel, and know as our awareness evolves, as we become more and more conscious, enlightened, our consciousness is expanding. So that we can absolutely know our soul and honor who we are. Deep breath, everybody. Know this. Let the heart and soul override the mentality that blocks anything that is blocking the path of our soul, the truth of who we are. I want everyone to hold into you whatever it is that the soul needs to master in this lifetime. I want each of us, me included, each of us to know that the mastering of this issue in this lifetime for our soul is now in process. And all the love and all the joy is ours. There is no blockage. as we go higher and higher in dimensions. As we accept our truth and have the knowing of our soul to guide us. Take a deep breath because we're processing and I'm downloading. So just sit in the silence for just a little bit and breathe. Feel who you are. Feel in to the soul. Feel into the smoothness. Feel into how it feels to know that you're supported, to know that you have the answers, to know that whatever you need to whatever the soul is here to master is now taking place. And I'm saying thank you, God, for that one, because I am ready to master this. I am so ready to master and appreciate the ability to have the opportunity to master this. And as I let go and allow the soul to divinely guide us, as I step into the higher frequencies of our soul pathway, I know that each of us are divinely protected. Each of us are given signals, synchronicities, love, power, and joy to guide us forward, to show us the power that we have, to show us the support that we are receiving in every moment, and give appreciation and thanks. This is the time we've been waiting for all of our lives. This is the moment. In this moment, we are whole, divine light beings with all the clarity and the consciousness to move forward in human form without obstacles, without the fear of any kind. Allow this to permeate every cellular consciousness of everyone listening as you expand. Take a deep breath. We are expanding. We are greatly expanded beings in human form. And for that, I want to say hallelujah. I'm ready. And each of you that are listening, you are ready also. And I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I'm divinely guided, and so are you, because the soul is taking the lead. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and so it is. So everybody is grounded. We ask you ground, take some sunlight, some water. Realize you're healing and you're holding higher frequency. You may be tired or sleepy. Just take a rest. And we'll gather together again next Monday at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock Mountain Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. It's 10 p.m. in England, and it's about 11 in Belgium. So I know it's late for some people around the world. And it's the next morning, believe it or not, in Australia. They're listening to this on Tuesday morning. While I'm talking at 3 o'clock on Monday in Australia, they're listening at 9 o'clock. In Australia. So it's a pretty gigantic world we're in. And I thank all of you for your support and love, and have a wonderful week. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and so it is.